We begin our worship this morning by calling our God to be here with us with the words as they are printed in our bulletin and also projected on the screen as well. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
And each week on our journey towards Christmas, we're going to take a little bit of time to reflect upon a different theme that Advent gives to us.
Into Christmas. And as we do that, we're lighting one candle on our journey to Christmas Day. And on that Christmas Day, that's when the center candle on our wreath, the Christ candle, will be lit. Let's remind ourselves what that theme is for this morning as we light the hope candle. On the four Sundays in Advent, we light a new candle each week. We mark the four candles with these four words: hope, peace, joy, and love. Jesus Christ is the hope of all nations.
We wait for the Lord.
His word to be fulfilled.
For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. O Lord of light, our only hope of glory, your radiance shines in all who look to you. Come, light the hearts of all in dark and shadow. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you.
The Advent season is a season and festival of lights. And in our confession of sin, we're going to hear about how when we're in Christ and in his forgiveness, we have light. When we're living without Christ, we're living in darkness. Let's share these words as we begin to confess our sins and look forward to God's forgiveness. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light,
we have fellowship with one another.
And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from sin.
Let us take a few moments to confess our sins to God, our merciful Father. We take a few moments for silent reflection. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have run from your ways and embraced the darkness of this present evil age. Forgive us for the sake of Jesus, your only Son, and our only Savior.